This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's take a look at the healthcare side of the tax bill that the Senate is working on here for a minute. Specifically, how the heck do you run a company in the healthcare industry right now when Congress is doing whatever it's doing? David Cordani is the CEO of Cigna, one of the biggest health insurance companies in the country. He is also today's conversation from the corner office. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you today.
You've been at Cigna and insurance for a very long time. I wonder, on a scale of 1 to 10, how does the current period rank in terms of tumultuousness?
It's about as complex of an environment as I can recall historically over quite a long period of time. Just about everything is moving in the marketplace right now.
How much does it complicate your job then in doing that, that healthcare in this country has become so politicized?
I think there's two edges to every sword, right? In one way, it engages more people in the conversation because there's a broader public narrative around it. Conversely, at sometimes it's more charged, and they're not helpful if diverse people can't come together and listen. And what we try to do is kind of convene disparate forces around that conversation.
We should say that Cigna is, by and large, not in the Affordable Care Act exchanges. You are, but just a little bit. You're mostly employer-based healthcare plans, right?
We're a global company. In the U.S., our healthcare business is largely commercial employers. We have a meaningful seniors set of programs where we sell direct to seniors on Medicare Advantage. And then today we have, about $1.5 billion or $2 billion within the Affordable Care Act. We've been engaged on the exchanges since day one. We've just been more focused and more deliberate in a limited number of states.
Let me ask you why you're staying, though, because a good part of the argument from those who want to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, whether repeal, replace, or just do something, is that the system is broken, it's not working, and there's no business to be had there, and yet you're in it.
Yeah, so there's merit to that statement. Our view was that they would be smaller than was projected. It was going to be a pretty rocky road for the first 3 years, so we went in there eyes wide open. And more of that transpired than not. We think we have a social responsibility to try to actively work to make it work. And third, we found some great bright spots in markets where we have high-performing aligned physician and hospital groups. We're actually starting to deliver a positive result, even where there are design flaws, and there are fundamental design flaws. We've been focused, we've been consistent, but we entered this eyes wide open.
On this idea of you having a social responsibility as a guy running this company, I want to talk about for a minute what you're doing with opioids and the idea that you're going to stop paying for OxyContin prescriptions and your work with pharmaceutical makers. How do you go about addressing a huge social issue in this country?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. So I think it was last spring we took a stand on this important topic because we didn't think we were having the right social conversation around the U.S. opioid epidemic. Today, we have over 100,000 healthcare professionals that signed on to a practice pattern pledge to change the dosing rate of opioid pharmaceuticals. We actually entered a pretty innovative contract with a different manufacturer with a non-crushable drug, but they're
Is the crushable thing because that's what lets people get addicted and abuse it, right? Or vice versa?
It expands the abuse. Yeah. So crush, then you could actually densify and inject. So it just expands the probability of abuse. There's no business rationale for us to do this as a publicly traded company. It simply was the right thing to do. It wasn't being attended to, and we stepped into it quite aggressively and continue to fuel it today with our actions.
David Cordani, he is the CEO and president of Cigna. David, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
The rest of our talk, including what might happen, he thinks, if Congress were to try to make the individual health insurance markets better, is on our Corner Office podcast.